Debbie Ford is the New York Times number one best-selling author, creator of the Shadow Process, and founder of the Ford Institute for Integrative Coaching. She's committed her life to supporting others and leading fully integrated lives, and that's because Debbie's fully integrated. For 10 years, she's been lecturing and leading workshops across the country, bringing to life the processes and distinctions from her four life-changing books, The Dark Side of the Light Chasers, Reclaiming Your Power, Creativity, Brilliance, and Dreams, Spiritual Divorce. And that's how Chris and I actually, Debbie, came to know about you, because we were writing at the same time, Staying in Love When the Marriage is Over. And then Chris came upon your book and said, Janet, you have got to read this. So thank you, Debbie, for that.
Oh,
it made us realize we didn't really have to finish our book. You had already written it. And then The Secret of the Shadow, The Power of Owning Your Whole Story, and The Right Questions, 10 Essential Questions to Guide You to an Extraordinary Life. And I love when I was reading about you, I was reading some more about you today, and it's so beautiful. It says, Debbie's mission is to empower people to become the conscious designers of their lives and create the outer circumstances that most clearly reflect their heart's desire. So, Debbie, thank you so much for being with us. And can you share with everyone, you know, how did you make your first dollar living your passion? And what was the biggest thing that you learned at that time that you can share with all that are listening tonight?
Wow, it's such a great question, because I can't really remember how I made my first dollar. But I can remember getting hired. This is how I started my entire career. I got hired by Deepak Chopra and the Chopra Center for Wellbeing to train their staff to lead seminars. And I spent the day with about 8 of them, I think, at the time, 7 or 8, and did some video work with them. I had been I'd been a retailer since I was very young, had clothing stores, loved the clothing business. And then when I got off drugs and started on my spiritual journey, I decided I wanted to do something that made a difference. And when I went back to school and I was studying consciousness studies and psychology, I needed a job, and I wanted to make a lot of money working very few hours because I was back in school. And I went to work for a friend of mine as a trial consultant, doing witness preparation and really doing radical transformation with people. And so that's what I got hired to do at the Chopra Center. And the next day after I got done with his staff, people came in differently, dressed differently. One guy had cut his hair, and Deepak called me up the next day and said, you know, what did you do? What did you do? And that's what started my whole career. So I guess that's how I made my first dollar, really living my passion, being able to make a difference in people's lives and get connected with people and get connected with who they were beneath the surface of their personas. And that's what I do today, really, in different forms. But I'm always trying to unravel the package called whatever they call themselves that's been created out of what they're scared, you know, they're not. And I'm fascinated by that and the ego's desire to be approved of and loved and all that we'll do in order to hide our darkness. And I find the unraveling process is my passion, and really getting at what people don't want to be in order for them to fully become who they want to be.
Oh, what a great, you know, I'm really glad you didn't, you had to start at such a interesting place. Deepak Chopra's, right? I mean, it's not like 7-Eleven, right? And the other question I had was, when he cut his hair, was it a shaved head or mohawk?
Oh, no. Yeah. It was one of the doctors at the Chopra Center, and I just thought he was just dreadful looking. I mean, the thing that I'm gifted with and cursed with is I say it very, very straight. Now, it's a great gift. If you want it straight, you're going to love me. But if you want it any kind, if you've got all kinds of issues about people just communicating clearly, you probably hate me. So, but this man was one of the doctors there, and I just thought his whole look was so inconsistent with the Chopra Center. So he cut his, you know, he had like long hair, but not nice hair, you know. Some people have good long hair, you kind of stringy hair. So we got him to cut his hair and shave off his skinny little mustache and change his clothes a little. And some of the girls who were, you know, kind of coming in appropriately, learn that that's not really the way to come to work, and all, you know, Deepak said, what did you do? I said, I found out what their worst nightmare was, what the thing, the one thing they didn't want to be, and then I made them embrace it. And that was really the work that I did with them. And then Deepak included me in his seminars. And I started at the bottom. It was like, could it get any better than that? Deepak Chopra going around promoting me.
Yeah, really. You really started low at the bottom of Deepak Chopra seminars. Now, let me ask you. That's what I wanted to say in the first place. What was the biggest lesson? Can you share your biggest lesson at this time? Can you share that with all of our listeners tonight?
The biggest lesson of my life or the biggest lesson of my career?
No, the biggest lesson that you had when you were earning your first dollar living your passion.
Oh, well,
what do you think?
I think the hardest lesson, and I think that this is true for a lot of authors and teachers, is you have to have a certain size ego to think you can do those kinds of things to begin with. So I think finding out that it was going to take me 10 years, 10 hard years, and that, you know, I'd have to speak to 7 people instead of 7,000 was really very difficult for me. To find out that I'd have to wait 5 years to get on Oprah because I thought she was just going to want me that was the hardest lesson in my beginning.
Well,
I don't know if
you.
It was when I earned my first dollar. I don't know that, you know, I thought maybe, you know, I just felt like God had come and kissed me.
Now, did it take 5 years to be able to be on Oprah?
Oh, yeah. It took maybe it was a little less, maybe it was 4 years, but it was very long years, you know, like traveling around the country, and I had a young child, and I'd bring him with me, and speaking to crowds of 4 and 7 and 15, and the woman that books me is actually Deepak's sister-in-law, Gita, who also books him, so she tried to, you know, console me, Debbie, you know, Deepak started, he only had 40 people, and I'd call up crying, you know, I'd be in Dallas in the Barnes and Noble with 3 people, and 2 of them were part of my family.
Well, I'd say also persistence, right?
Persistence. I tell most people, you wouldn't be willing to do what most of us do who are on the road and who are authors. It's a hard job. It's a lot of work. I mean, you get up in the morning, you do a 5 o'clock interview. If a friend calls you and wants you on a call at 8 o'clock at night, you get up. I don't mind 90% of the time. I love what I do. I thank God every morning that, because I feel like I just am delivering my gift. I had a lot, my sister always says, and when people asked her, like, how'd your sister get to work with Deepak Chopra? Because there were so many people that had credentials that were so much greater than mine. And my sister said, well, you know, she had the biggest shadow in America. So, you know, my dark side got me where I am today, thank God.
Isn't that so great? And, you know, I you're another one of those great giants of wonderful women, power women that I've never gotten to meet yet. And I just love what you just said. If you want it straight, then you will love me. Well, I already love you, and I totally love it straight. So I really look forward to our connecting in person and can't wait to get my big old hug from you, okay?
Me too. Thank you so much for having me.
And all love to Arielle when you talk to her.
I will send it.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
And
good night.
Debbie?
Good night, everybody. Yes?
Oh, Debbie,
I just
want to ask you something.
Sorry.
I just want to ask for people who want to learn and to be able to embrace the incredible gifts that you have to share. What's the best way for them to be able to do that?
Well, I'd probably tell people to start with reading The Dark Side of the Light Chasers if you want it straight. And I do all sorts of free community calls. If you go to DebbieFord.com, I do a free weekly newsletter, and I have a community call I lead once a month. I do a radio show on HayHouseRadio.com, which if you haven't checked it out, it's awesome. And you know, just I tell people, take it slow, breathe it in. If you feel like there's something in my community, please join me, and I love it.
And what's your website again, Debbie? We say it one more time for everyone.
It's Debbie Ford, D-E-B-B-I-E. I'm an I-E-F-O-R-D, DebbieFord.com. And I have a coaching institute that's part of JFK University, and people can go back to school and get a certificate from an accredited university, and we're expanding, doing lots of programs there. And That's it. That's all I got.
Is that all you got? Okay, well, you know, that is an awful lot of all I got. So thank you so much.
All right. Sending you all lots of love.
And get some rest, huh?
Okay.
Okay, all love. Bye-bye.
Bye.